Phoneboy Speaks, episode 160, Your Money's No Good at Google. So my daughter bought with her own money a Samsung Galaxy Tab 2 with 7.0. It's a nice looking little device. I mean, it's not an iPod or iPad mini by any stretch of the imagination, but, you know, for under $200, it's a decent device, and at least you can extend it with micro SD cards. But one of the issues we ran into with this device is with the Google account. So I'd set up a shared family account for the couple of Google devices we've been playing with over the years. And so when the kids buy something, they can share it amongst themselves using this shared account. I have the account on a Kindle Fire that I rooted and put, ice cream sandwich on at some point. So today I go to buy some applications for my daughter to put on this brand new device. And I went through this issue where I couldn't make a purchase. Now, I could download free stuff. I had no problem with that, but I got really weird error messages when I tried to actually do a purchase. And so I went to the website to try and troubleshoot this. And what it turned out is my Google Wallet account that's associated with that particular email address, it had been terminated for no good reason that we could find. And I ended up looking around, and it turns out that there's actually a phone number that Google has for troubleshooting Google Wallet issues, and I didn't realize that this was even possible. And so I called the nice lady and talked with her, and she couldn't exactly figure out what had happened either. And so there's a vague promise to get back to me in 48 hours to give me a solution to this issue, or find out why the account got suspended. But let's say there's lots of error messages there's lots of help for the general issue of if for some reason it doesn't appear you're signed into your Google account when you try and buy something, and none of that helped. And as I say, it turned out that just going to the Google Wallet site and trying to look at my Google Wallet account, well, that explained why I was I wasn't unable to do anything. And even when I tried to buy it on the Google Play Store, which, I mean, I do like the fact that you can go to the Google Play Store on the web and buy stuff and have it sent to your device. That's actually really cool. But anyway, the long and the short of it is that I had this issue, and I'm still unresolved on it exact, but I'm actually surprised Google has people you can talk to. Of course, they want your money, and so that's one of the cases where it actually makes sense to pay people to answer the phone. And I'll put a link in the show notes to where I found this phone number, or I'll at least put the phone number in there if I can remember where I found it. But anyway, yes, this is fun with Google Wallet and being locked out.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.